Hello, welcome to Newsbox on this historic day, Wednesday, the 27th of June, 2007. It's probably the most important day we've had for a long time.
Yeah, it's massive news.
Massive news.
I just can't believe it.
I can't believe it. It's like the end of an era, isn't it?
To be honest, I'm kind of sad.
Are you?
Aren't you?
I welled up slightly when I found out.
Yeah,
when it all happened.
It's just, you know, you get used to something.
You do.
And then it changes. And then you have to just start to question everything, really.
So, do you think Chantelle and Preston might get back together again?
Well, I like to think they will. I like to think it's a blip, but I don't know. It seems quite final.
Is the divorce, is it, you know, have they applied for divorce yet? Or is it just a temporary separation?
I think it might just be temporary. I mean, I hope they were so in love. Seems so well
matched. They've been together for over a year.
Really?
Yeah, over a year.
And how long have they been married?
10 months. I mean, she could have had a baby in that time. She's lucky she didn't.
Very lucky she didn't. But I'm sure eventually we'll hear the pitter-patter of little Chantelle and Preston. I mean, they were a match made in heaven, weren't they?
You know, it was a dream come true for everybody. Him, a slightly rubbish singer with quite a nice nose, but squinty eyes.
Yep.
Her, Paris Hilton lookalike, who won the hearts of the nation by going, "It's Michael Barrymore off the telly."
Yeah. And by, what else did she do?
I don't know. And then she wrote that book, and he was when he defended her honour.
When she sung her song, "I want it all, I want it right now.
Oh, we've remembered that, that's awful. And then when he defended her honour on Buzzcocks, and he stormed off because they were mocking her book.
That was real chivalry, wasn't it?
I know, and who would have thought a few months later the whole thing would be over? Oh well, if you are Chantelle or Preston, or if you know them,
work it out.
Just our thoughts are with you. Are we sure that you can sort this situation out?
You know, maybe you just need don't go on a break, but maybe a little bit of time apart just to think about it and then realise that actually, you know, you just work better together than on your own.
Fuck someone else and then realise it's not as nice. That's probably what happened. So that's the main story of the day. Any other news?
Let me see. It's looking at the paper. Oh, there's a really fat dog in Derbyshire.
I've got a couple of stories about fish and chips.
Oh, go on then.
It's a fella, he's an ex-lion tamer called Albert Stokes, and doctors told him not to have fish and chips every day, twice a day for 25 years. He's 94 now and 10 stone, so he's saved. Screw you, doctors. Another fish and chips story, though. The flip side of fish and chips.
You know what? I really fancy fish and chips.
Well, you might. After this story, a girl of 10 with a severe nut allergy collapsed and died after eating fish and chips on a family day out. Because the chips were fried in nut oil. And the chippy man said, these are nut oil, so don't have anything fried. And her parents went, all right then. And they gave us fish and chips by the sound of it. There we are.
Well.
So maybe that's put you off fish and chips now.
I don't have a nut allergy, so that's fine for me.
I would like to have them every day, twice a day for the rest of my life. But I think I would not get bored of them.
I would like fish and chips with mushy peas.
Mm.
And I'd need to have a good selection of condiments.
Yeah. For breakfast you can have a Savoy.
Yeah.
And then for lunch. Or
I'd never get bored of a Savoy, to be honest.
I don't get bored.
The best gift, actually, anyone could ever give me would be a 3-foot Savoy. In fact, if you had, like, one of those every day, you just start off at breakfast, you have a few bites of it, you could carry it down your trouser leg. And then it'd be like
one of those... popping up through your collar.
Like one of those push-up lollies, push-pops. Another bit pops up every hour, you bite it, keeps you sustained throughout the day, and by bedtime you have you gobble off the last bit and then go to sleep. That's my dream.
That's a filthy dream. I wonder what it means. You're reading that book about Freud at the moment, aren't you?
Mm.
Well, why don't you ask him about the Savoy down your leg? Big news, actually. I can't believe we didn't mention this earlier.
Oh, of course!
Paris Hilton's out of prison.
Yeah.
She's a new woman, apparently. She's got slightly less makeup on and less slutty clothes. Probably because just you're not allowed makeup and slutty clothes in prison. In case you get done in the shower.
Apparently she had to wear an orange jumpsuit all the time she was in there, which sounds to me quite nice.
Quite nice, yeah. She's doing a sheepish grin as she comes out. I think she's trying to say that she's turned over a new leaf, but give it time.
I read that somebody has offered her £500,000 to speak at a business conference because she's clearly brilliant. Now, I didn't know it was her that ran the Hilton Hotel Group.
Oh, but it is it?
I don't know.
Why she gets the time with all those pets she's got to look after and
pets
getting
and
Britney Spears
to
take a minge out and stuff.
All that kind of stuff, shaking them off.
Paul Potts, do you remember him?
Paul Potts?
Yeah, he was that fella.
Cameraman or the singer?
He's that fella who. It's Cambodia, not Cameroon.
Where's Cameroon?
It's. I think. Is it part of Africa? African continent. Cambodia's Asia, isn't it?
Oh, I thought Cameroon was in Cambodia.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well. Well, the killing... Do you mean the killing... Celebrity Killing Fields man with all those skulls, or...
No, that... Do you remember last week there was a programme called Britain's Got Talent and this guy won it by singing the opera? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He's done an interview and he said that sometimes he considered suicide because he was down and... But he's glad he didn't. And if you want to hear more interesting insights into the world of Paul Potts, then why don't you buy Hello Magazine? That's the most interesting bit. But, you know, if you want to read some less interesting details, Hello Magazine's your publication.
Nigella Lawson is doing her new cookery show soon.
Brilliant, brilliant.
And it's going to feature lots of fattening dishes.
Brilliant.
She's going for the opposite of the Jamie Oliver effect. And I'm quite excited by this. Sweet potato and bacon hash.
I like hash and I like sweet potato.
Yeah, I like.
Less keen on bacon.
I like a bit of bacon. You could use some of your hurdy-gurdy stuff. Angelina Jolie wants to have 14 children.
Well, that's quite... How many she got so far?
4, 5, 6.
What a way to go then.
Is there 14 different... I mean, what other colours are there?
Well, it's different shades, isn't it?
Different shades of black.
Yeah.
Talking of that, Mel B has confirmed that her little baby is...
Has the test come back?
Yep. And she says, I've told you.
I told you so.
It's Eddie Murphy's. I'm great.
Is she going to fleece him there?
Of course she is.
Brilliant.
Why not?
Well, she doesn't need to, though, does she? Because she's going to the Spice Girls reunion. It's supposed to be announced today.
Yeah, I've heard of people can't believe we've not talked. No, they've put it until tomorrow. I think they must have fucked up.
Oh, they realised because of
Chantal Preston. Yeah, that they wanted to not lose any of the headlines.
The post office are going to possibly, they're thinking about axing Saturday deliveries. So the weekend's going to be even more miserable now. Nothing being delivered on the Saturday, and they might have to even pay more. It's just gone so down, far down the hill, the post office.
We've had terrible trouble with the delivery recently, haven't we?
Well, yeah, all sorts of deliveries. People say they've sent us things and they haven't turned up.
Yeah.
Our Newsbox books disappeared they never turned up.
No, they've gone. I wonder who's got them.
I'd be interested to know. Hopefully they've gone to a library or something, or a charity shop.
If you found it in your Chazza, would you buy it?
Yeah.
I was thinking if I was...
I've just got a picture of me on the front.
They had quite a lot of money. It'd be quite cool to like just go around and like put them in water stones and things.
They would be up to 7. It's got no barcode.
But it'd be funny.
Yeah, it would be funny. I've got a story about Gordon Brown here. I've got a story about him. His youngest son, Fraser, has just started walking.
Congratulations to little Fraser.
Yeah, I've been there.
Big Brother housemates. Now this is dangerous actually, but interesting. They were told that they could get a luxury food budget if they could all stay awake for 3 days. Now,
sounds
quite
reckless
mean, really,
to me.
That could, I mean,
that's gonna make you go mental. Hard.
It would definitely make you go
especially
mental.
Especially if you've got nothing to do.
And can kill you.
like fish and chips.
Because you know, within 24 hours, you're kind of, you will go tripping within, you know, a couple of days. It would just be complete insanity, and especially in that kind of environment. But they didn't last very long because they're all lazy motherfuckers. So they all just went to bed, and they're only going to get rice for the next 2 weeks.
Oh dear, that's going to annoy Charlie. Now, I've got a Big Brother story, and it's all about how to get them fixed. I can't find a Big Brother page. Now, here we are. Apparently, Charlie and Billy were discussing nominations, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, Billy was discussing nominations. No, that both of them were, sorry. I'm just reading this as I go. And so what happened, they nominated,
mm-hmm.
and then they were discussing, and then afterwards they said, right, your nominations don't count anymore. So they think it was a fix to keep Charlie in, because Billy had nominated her, and she would have then been up for eviction. But his didn't count, so she isn't.
Interesting.
So Billy has got the most votes. I think he is a bit of a tosser.
Oh, he's clearly a wanker. God.
So I've not really seen much of him, but no, he does wear sunglasses a lot indoors, which is a sign of a wanker.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know.
So it's Carol and Tracy again. Who'd have thought it? And Billy. So the young ones all be out together. I think it'll be Billy, yeah.
Gary Barlow is started thinking about Tozak's next video. And he wants Lionel Blair to play his dad.
I would very much enjoy that.
But
there isn't a family resemblance.
No, I mean, sometimes there isn't. But, and, you know, Lionel Blair can dance. Gary Barlow can't dance.
Maybe that should be the videos. No, they're teaching Gary Barlow to dance, like Dirty Dancing, like a montage in a Dirty Dancing style. That would be good.
That's probably what they've got in mind. Louis Theroux. Did we talk about this yesterday?
Yes, we did.
There's a picture here, and you can see that.
See, his treasure trail.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's not dark enough for my taste.
Really? You like a black man. Oh my god. We've missed a massive, massive story.
What?
I can't believe it.
Bigger than Chantel and Preston?
Yeah, Michael Parkinson's quitting his show.
Oh my god, so that's another end of an era. Or end of another era. I hate Parkinson's show.
He looks... He's got the features of...
Michael Parkinson?
A child was produced. But in a good way.
Well,
prominent,
this one...
Prominent nose, prominent chin.
Hmm.
I like that.
You like that, don't you?
But also, there's something a bit... Maybe it's his eyes. Something about him reminds me.
He's aged, isn't he?
Maybe it's just his age, simply.
there's a girl who's got bone marrow disease. They couldn't find a match in her family for her blood type, so she's being kept alive by horse and rabbit blood, like a weird vampire.
God.
A vicar's got some porn. He's been sacked from being a vicar.
You never...
Oh, no, this is another big story.
There's some polar bears.
apparently, the lead singer of the Editors, who's got quite boofy hair these days, is going out with... he's annoyed at the fact that he's going out with Edith Bowman, always detracts from, their musical... aspiration, mm-hmm. You know, people would write about that. I had absolutely no idea that he was going out with Edith Bowman, and this was just tucked away in a completely different story about Sienna Miller. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he needs to worry that much, because certainly
he's clearly more worried that people know about him.
Yeah.
Now, there's a massive political story, it just suddenly hit me that we haven't covered this. We are cunts. Because this is meant to be
we call ourselves
News Box,
and what have we done? We've missed out
the fact that Quentin Davis has gone from the Tory party to the Labour party.
Well, this is big news, isn't it? He said that it's David Cameron's big pumps.
Yeah, they stand He's for off. Nothing apart from bullshit. And he thinks that Gordo is taking the country in the right direction. Cameron and his lad said, "You filthy low-down dog, you filthy son of a bitch, man."
He's backstabber, innit? That's what they all said.
So, but I think, and he's been a Tory MP since 1987.
So he's not taking this lightly,
but I suppose, you know, he must think about it. But David Cameron says, right, you need to fight a by-election now, because this isn't fair in your constituency. Which I think is really, that's what I thought
when it was like, you know, if you voted, because you know, I know you're supposed to vote for the individual, but you actually vote for the party, sometimes even for the leader of the party. So, you know, if it changes your party, then how do you change that?
Now, this is a very important story now. We're finally getting to the crux of the matter today. A man who owns a pub has been trying to get around the smoking ban, and he's done it by, well, he's trying to do it, and right, he's actually failed to do it, but by making it.
It was a good scam.
Making his boozer an embassy for Redonda, which is a little island, and
is it in Cambodia?
It's in Cameroon. And they thought it was going to go through, but apparently it's a territory rather than a country, so it cannot be granted its own embassy.
But it was a good scam.
Fair play to him, that's a good idea.
Innovative, it's better than just moaning about it.
And now...
Now I've got a big story.
The story.
No, to be honest, it's not as big as Chantelle and Preston.
Right.
A woman has run up the debt of £20,000 after becoming addicted to auction website eBay. I mean, I've bought stuff on eBay in the spirit of excitement.
Yeah.
But I've never spent £20,000.
How much do you reckon you spent overall your eBay in?
Oh, God, I've no idea. Probably. I mean, I haven't used it for about a year. I would say probably. What's the most expensive thing I've bought on eBay?
Shoes? Did you buy some monkey shoes on there?
No, I got those in the shop.
I
probably spent about £300 on eBay in total. That's interesting.
Bernard Manning's funeral.
Oh.
All the greats were there.
Who's that?
Tommy Ball.
Brilliant.
Roy Walker.
Brilliant. Tommy Cannon.
They all looked like they were having a nice time. And it was a horse-drawn cart, pulled up at his embassy club, and took him out, and it was a giant coffin. It was 5 feet wide by 6 feet long, and 5 feet deep. And they couldn't actually burn it, because... They were meant to be cremating him, but you know how it goes, the music goes da 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 da, then it pops through the curtain, but because it was so big, he couldn't squeeze it in, so they had to hack it, the whole lot in half. Chopped him into thirds, they did it in.
Criminals like trainers. They've been doing an important survey. Apparently, the most popular is Air Max, Nike's Air Max 95. That's the one that most criminals use. Pretty important news there.
I think that's about it.
Wimbledon's going on. Tim Henman's crew still in last time I checked.
Yeah, he's doing better than usual. He's normally out before he even starts, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Horoscopes. My horoscope is, not everything in life goes the way we expect it, but when something goes awry, the solution you can come up with is genius. Amaze all and sundry with your powers. What's yours? Who are you?
My power?
Your star sign.
Oh, Aquarius. Not good.
You're gonna die. And I think that's the end of the
night. Oh no! There's, that thing happened.
What?
That fella.
Who?
Tony Blair.
Oh yeah.
He's,
Was he the...
He was the Prime Minister this morning. He's not anymore.
Oh, you know what? I've totally forgotten about him.
It's like a talent contest, but for being a politician.
Yeah.
He won it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been Prime Minister for a while, but now they've had another. Haven't had a talent contest, but there's someone more popular than him now.
Right. And when did he go?
Oh, it was a couple of hours ago now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not really news then, is it?
No, it's old news then.
I mean, Chantal Preston told me an hour ago.
Is it?
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, still fresh.
I can't stop thinking about Chantal Preston.
Really? No, me either. And so who's taken over from the thing?
Oh, that Gordon Brown bloke.
Oh.
I think, you know, his honeymoon period is now over. Mm-hmm. And we all hate him then. He hasn't even moved his... put his socks in his sock drawer, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that's happened. Anything else?
No. So nothing...
Nothing
important. Maybe, well, Chantal and Preston. Alright then. This is the news.
We started again.
No, that was like a special ending.
That was the news then.
That was the news.